Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Steve Hunts. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Foster. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Lamb. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ray Lamb. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andrews moves to second. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hunts fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Olander moves to second. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Olander trying to get to home. Williams throws the ball into Melton, who relays the ball to Hairman, who tags Olander, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Pinson moves to second. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pinson. The throw from Hairman and he is safe. Pinson steals third. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles takes first base on ball four. Fossey moves to second. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado bunts towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Hermann moves to second. Two outs. Rich Morales pinch hits for Tommy John. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Horlan now pitching. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Lamb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamb is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Uhlander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a line drive into center field. Johnstone picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnstone. Uhlander goes all the way around to score. Pinson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nettles moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-0, Indians. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon moves to second. Ray Lamm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamm is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamm bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Ulander hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hermann fields it and throws to first for the out. Leon moves to third. Stanley moves to second. 2 outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunts takes first base on ball 4. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone hits a fly ball into left field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hunts moves to second. Tom Egan pinch hits for Joe Horlan. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Magnuson now pitching. Tom Egan now catching. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ulander. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leon strikes out. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Ray Lamb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamb is 0-for-2 in the game. Lamb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnstone bunts in front of the plate. Fossey fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to second. One out. Carlos May pinch hits for Jim Magnuson. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alvarado takes first base on ball 4. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-1 in the game. Egan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos May now playing first base. Mike Andrews now playing second base. Steve Hunt now playing shortstop. Steve Keeley now pitching. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Olander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Olander reaches second base with a double. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Kelly moves to second. Ed Farmer now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Williams scores. Kelly moves to third. Andrews moves to second. It's 8-1, Indians. Steve Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hunts hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it and throws to home to get Kelly. Andrews moves to third. Melton moves to second. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnstone strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive towards first. Chambliss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foster. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Foster steals second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Chambliss strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnstone. Leon reaches second base with a double. Foster scores. It's 9-1, Indians. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Farmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kurt Bebakwa now playing second base. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Steve Keeley. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 2 in the game. Egan strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Terry Forster now pitching. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Baker now playing center field. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kelly hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bebakwa reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Andrews takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andrews moves to second. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hunts hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andrews moves to third. Melton moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andrews scores. Melton scores. Johnstone moves to third. It's 9-3, Indians. Rick Reichardt pinch hits for Terry Forster. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnstone scores. May moves to second. It's 9-4, Indians. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-3 in the game. Egan is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.